You said this unit was on memory and delivery. I'm almost afraid to ask. Do you think a pastor has to memorize his sermons? No manuscript or notes?
Thanks for asking. That is a question that all of my students ask me very early in the course as they look down the line to what they're going to have to do in front of the class. No, to actually memorize a sermon per se is just one of a number of options, and for most people it's probably not the best option. In your unit on style, you talked about whether to write out a sermon or not, and a person can reach various answers on that question. Now we have a different question altogether about what you should take with you into the pulpit. And there are actually a number of options, all of which in one way or another involve some activity of memory, but to very different extents and also in very different ways. Let me give you eight options, actually, eight alternatives as to what you can use in the pulpit for your actual delivery. I call each one of these a delivery system. The first delivery system, which I would suggest is a possibility, and for many people is to be preferred, is the full manuscript. The full manuscript, of course, is a word-for-word, every sentence written out, hard copy that you take into the pulpit. It has certain advantages. For example, it is very low stress. One knows if he has a manuscript in front of him, if everything goes wrong, he can always put his head down and read. And as we've said, the Holy Spirit can certainly work through that. But it is true that to be as effective as possible with a full manuscript, it requires a very, very high retention, not far short, really, of word-for-word memorizing. Otherwise, using the full manuscript often will result in essentially reading in the pulpit, which is really not the most effective system at all. A second possibility to take into the pulpit, a second delivery system, as I would call it, is a highlighted manuscript. This, again, is a full word-for-word manuscript. Potentially every word that you might speak is typed out in a hard copy in front of you, but you've gone through with a highlighter, yellow and blue, or multicolored highlight markers, and highlighted the key words on each paragraph. This, of course, has the same advantages as far as low stress is concerned of just the straight full manuscript, but it does have the additional advantage of enabling you to glance down quickly, catch a key word or two, which ideally then can cue you for a lengthy presentation to the congregation with your head up and free of the manuscript itself. A third possible delivery system is what I call a free-form manuscript. A free-form manuscript also is a word-for-word expression of what could be spoken, all written out, but rather than being written in ordinary paragraph form, as the first two examples would be, the free-form manuscript uses variations in indention on the page to help set off the more major ideas and then the more subordinate, the less important ideas. In other words, as one glances down the page and sees those ideas that begin closest to the left margin, he sees here and then halfway down the page and three-fourths of the way down the page the major ideas that comprise the thinking of the entire page. Whereas if he moves in away from the left margin, more indented, he might find more details, finer elements that perhaps could be omitted or could be included depending on how he wishes to do that. A fourth delivery system, which I strongly encourage, in fact it's the one that I personally use, is a detailed outline. A detailed outline has a large percentage of the actual words that one might speak during the delivery of the sermon, but it is nevertheless presented on the page in an outline form, and here I really mean with Roman numerals, followed by capital letters, followed by Arabic numerals, followed by lowercase letters, and so on. The advantage here is that it does help the eye very quickly, at a quick glance from the page, to pick up an entire thought block. If, for example, you see the Roman numeral all the way to the left-hand margin, you know that for perhaps a page, perhaps two pages of your outline, that one thought is going to be developed in that entire very lengthy section. You see a capital A, and you know that for a lengthy portion of a page, you're going to be working up that one thought, so that you can cue yourself for long stretches of time, or, if need be, go to the finer details as the Arabic numerals and the lowercase letters would indicate. A fifth possibility in delivery system would be a sketch outline. A sketch outline would be one that is also presented in outline form with Roman numerals, capital letters, and so on, but probably does not go much further into detail than Arabic, or rather than capital letters, perhaps also including Arabic numerals, but perhaps not even that detailed. A sketch outline could be as little as three sentences, three major divisions, plus a fourth sentence expressing the theme, and so on. And perhaps also interjected between those major divisions might be a few small notes. This would be a much more free-form kind of thing, but still maintaining some of the structure of an outline to give a clear kind of picture of the movement of the sermon. A sixth possibility to take into the pulpit, a sixth delivery system, would be nothing at all with the sermon word for word memorized. Now here, of course, you have nothing in front of you whatsoever. Here, however, what you have done is at one point write, or in another way, commit to memory a word for word sermon, essentially a complete manuscript that has been memorized word for word. In years past, or really decades past, this was considered the preferred method of sermon delivery, and the preferred method for many speeches. The speech or the sermon would be carefully written out, and then the speaker would go over it again and again and again until he could essentially recite from beginning to end every word as he had constructed it. This, of course, has certain advantages. It has the advantage of giving the preacher the precise wording that he wishes at every point. It does have a huge disadvantage or two, one of which is a very high stress level for the preacher, because he fears that if he loses his train of thought at one moment, he loses everything that he has. It also has the greater stress of creating in his mind a right or wrong for every word as he proceeds. In other words, as we well know, in conversation, we can express the same thought in many different ways. But if a person is presenting his sermon word for word by memory, with nothing else in front of him, then he gets the impression that if he changes what he prepared on his manuscript, he might have to actually double clutch, go back, and try to correct that, when in fact the hearers are not troubled by the variation at all. While the word for word memorized, nothing in front of the speaker, was the delivery system of choice in years past, it's not something that is widely recommended today. Perhaps that's a comfort to some of you. Another option in delivery system would be also to take nothing into the pulpit at all, but to memorize thought blocks. Here, the preacher has perhaps written the full manuscript, perhaps not. But as he goes into the pulpit, he knows that the sermon consists of perhaps 4 to 8 significant blocks of time and thought. Perhaps he could recite in his mind a heading for each of those 4 to 8 thought blocks. And then, as he delivers the sermon, he will develop each of those thought blocks rather freely, not depending on the precise wording that he composed on his computer on Friday or earlier during the week. This, of course, is a good deal less stressful than word-for-word memorizing. It also has the advantage of being a good deal more spontaneous in its feel for the hearer than preaching that is memorized word-for-word. But it has the advantage, the disadvantages as well, of still being a relatively high-stress process for most people. And finally, an eighth possible delivery system is again to bring nothing into the pulpit, but this time to use an oral manuscript. An oral manuscript is a different system actually in sermon preparation. An oral manuscript is a system by which the preacher has never written down a manuscript at all, but during his sermon preparation during the week, he perhaps sketched out a few ideas and then developed those, fleshed those out, speaking out loud in his study, talking through the development of the sermon. Now, a number of studies have indicated that by preparing the sermon in the same medium in which it will be delivered, that is, oral speech, as opposed to typewritten on a computer, the retention is really very, very high. And it gives the preacher the opportunity to articulate those words in a way that will be comfortable for him. And he'll find very frequently that those words will come out really quite naturally when he delivers the sermon. Again, he is not this time trying to present word for word the words that have been written in a manuscript, but to express, nevertheless, essentially, the words through which he talked during the sermon preparation process.